Propaganda, the latest and greatest in hip-hop dissent. Friday nights at 11 p.m. on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Good morning, New York, Brooklyn specifically. I hope you're all having a lovely holiday week. Today, since it is that holiday week, I decided that I was going to be my guest today. So you get to hear my story, how I got here. What am I doing here? So I'm pretty excited about it. It could be weird. It could be fun. But anyway, I want to start out with a favorite song of mine. It's actually, I'll tell you a little bit more about this once it's wrapped, but this was the first band I saw in New York. It was before I moved here, but it was the first band I saw. It was the Fiery Furnaces at the Bowery Ballroom way back in the early 2000s, I think. Anyway, I love the song. My dog was lost, but now he's found. Fiery Furnaces. Let's go.
I was mean to him before. I guess that's why he walked out my door. I really wish I could see him some more.
I love it. What I remember, because it was the first time I'd been to a show here in the city, and the Bowery Ballroom, I was like, this is so intimate and small and lovely, and it wasn't packed, and it was perfect. And I got really excited to think that there were places like this in New York that you could see shows. And so not only was it fun, they were amazing, but it was super cool. Because I realized that the city wasn't just all about like a Madison Square Garden. I should have known that, but I was young and dumb. So it super excited me. Anyway, I am Susan Russo. I'm your host of New in New York here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And like I had said, I decided that I was going to talk to myself today, which is may sound weird, but I talk to myself a lot, so it's pretty normal. Anyway, I guess I should start out by telling you where I came from and how I got here. I'm from a small town in Southern Illinois called Belleville, Illinois. Known to me and many, or maybe not, but known to me at least, is the home of Uncle Tupelo, the band that spawned Wilco and Sunvolt. That was, I think, our town's claim to fame. And I loved them. I loved them growing up. Anyway, I just saw Wilco and at Radio, what's it called? Radio City Music Hall. I saw them there. It was super fun. Anyway, so I'm from Belleville, and I eventually talked my way into working in television. So I lived in Chicago for a really long time and worked at the Oprah Winfrey Show. And then I lived in Canada for a heartbeat for reasons not important. And then lived in LA for a few years, and then went through some personal stuff and decided it was time for a change. And I'd been to New York. The first time I came to New York was in 2000. December of 2000, and I maybe had the best time of my life. I literally thought the world had stopped and I had found heaven, and I just fell in love with the people and the bars and the scenery. I remember the funny thing that my friend and I did. We went to, God darn it, what's that store called that's really expensive and is closing down? Anyway, things there, like a scarf cost $3,000. And my friend and I were so hungover, and all we did was just wander around the store and look at prices of things and laugh hysterically. And I just thought I was in heaven. So cue to like 15 years later, I'd been back to the city many a times and loved it, but never really considered living here. Just because it was always too expensive, too dirty, too much, too many people, too this and that. In 2015, my friend posted something on Facebook about seeing if anyone wanted to sublet her apartment in the Upper West Side for 5 weeks while she traveled. And I thought that was a sign. I'm like, I never see anything on Facebook. I was supposed to see this. So I ended up living on the Upper West Side for like 5 weeks and was a nerd tourist with like a list of shit to do. And just plans. I was going to take over the city. I didn't take over the city, but I literally crossed so many things off the New Yorker to-do list that I thought were the most iconic New York things. And I loved it. And then luckily I happened to find a job that started in LA and then moved us to Queens to film. So I was like, jackpot. So in August of 2015, I packed up all my shit, put it in storage, and dragged like a suitcase, two suitcases across the country and settled in a Greenpoint sublet and started my New York adventure. And that was 4 years ago, a little over 4 years ago. And I'm happy. It made me really happy. So yeah, that's how I got here. And this is super disconnected, but one of the things I love about this city is Broadway. The musicals, the plays, I find it just, I cry at the end of every show I see. I can't help it, no matter what it is. If it's hilarious, if it's sad, it doesn't matter. I just cry a lot. So for the next song that I'm playing, this was a show I saw twice, once off Broadway and then once when it went to Broadway. And I sobbed throughout, not just at the end. So for all of you folks who aren't into Broadway musicals, I apologize, but this song just tears you apart inside. It's so good. So it's from the musical Dear Evan Hansen, and this is Ben Platt singing for Forever. Just kidding. That's the end of Ben Platt singing For Forever. This is the beginning.
End of May or early June, this picture-perfect afternoon we share. Drive the winding country road, grab a scoop at a la mode, and then we're there. An open field that's framed with trees, we pick a spot and shoot the breeze like buddies do. Quoting songs by our favorite bands, telling jokes no one understands except us two. And we talk and take in the view. All we see is sky for forever. We let the world pass by for forever. Feels like we could go on for forever this way. Two friends on a perfect day. We walk a while and talk about the things we'll do when we get out of school. Bike the Appalachian Trail, or write a book, or learn to sail. Wouldn't that be cool? There's nothing that we can't discuss, like girls we wish would notice us, but never do. He looks around and says to me, there's nowhere else I'd rather be, and I say, me too. And we talk and take in the view. We just talk and take in the view. All we see is sky for forever. Let the world pass by for forever. Feels like we could go on for forever this way. Two friends on a perfect day. And there he goes, racing toward the tallest tree. From far across a yellow field, I hear him calling, follow me. There we go, wondering how the world might look from up so high. 1 foot after the other, one branch then to another. I climb higher and higher, I climb till the entire sun shines on my face. And I suddenly feel the branch give way. I'm on the ground. My arm goes numb. I look around and I see him come to get me. He's come to get me. Everything's okay. All we see is sky for forever. We let the world pass by for forever. Buddy, you and I for forever this way. Friends, true friends on a perfect day.
I'm not crying, but I was singing at the top of my lungs in the studio by myself, which is what I do and left to my own accord. I often listen. I will listen to the cast recording on the way to on my commute a lot. And I often think that, like, I'm the only person on the subway listening to the Dear Evan Hansen soundtrack because I'm a weirdo like that. But maybe I'm not. The city is full of people who are into the scene. So maybe I'm not the only one. But yeah, Broadway is like one of those things that brought me here and keeps me here. I just find it so incredible when people get to do what they are passionate about, and folks on Broadway are obviously passionate about what they do, and it's just beautiful, the presence of everyone. Anyway, that's a starter song. The rest of it is so good. All the other songs are fantastic. The storyline is amazing. It's one of my favorites. Anyway, you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, and we are a nonprofit, a 501c3. We really just, we're here to provide enjoyment and entertainment and information for the community of Brooklyn. So if you're into it and you're into the station and you have a little extra, you know, change in your pockets or are feeling generous over the holidays, feel free to donate to Radio Free Brooklyn. If you're interested, you can make a one-time donation or a monthly pledge at radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. Every cent helps us to continue to stay on the air, and we really want to do that. Also, if you're shopping for the holidays on Amazon, which, you know, shop local, but whatever, if you happen to make emergency purchases on Amazon, you can donate to us by shopping through Amazon Smile. And to sign up, go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/smile. It helps. Every little thing, every cent helps. Anyway, I'm Susan Russo, the host of New in New York, and I'm kind of talking about my time in this city. So I've lived here for a little over 4 years. And in those 4 years, I've lived in five neighborhoods. Two were short term, like less than 2 months. And that was the Upper West Side and then Greenpoint. And since then, I rented my first apartment in the East Williamsburg area, which is how I found Radio Free Brooklyn when I'm walking my dog. When I was walking my dog into the Bushwick hood, I discovered the station. So yay for that move. And then I decided I'd always wanted to live in Manhattan. So I moved into a neighborhood they call NoHo, I suppose. And then finally, I just settled into my last apartment this summer in Bed-Stuy, the border of Bed-Stuy and Bushwick. So I've experienced many, obviously those are very different neighborhoods. And I don't know if I found my place yet. So I am experimental in like terms of living, but I think what's bad for me is that every neighborhood of the city kind of excites me. Like when I lived near, in the Upper West Side, I would walk through Central Park constantly. And it just made me so, so happy. And in Greenpoint, I've found all those like water ports. So you could look across the East River and look into Manhattan, or you could look up and see Queens. And one of the coolest things about living in Greenpoint when I first moved here was that my job was in Queens, Astoria, at Kaufman Astoria Studios, which was pretty fucking cool because so many legendary shows were taped there. And I got to be sort of not part of it because I worked on a show that it's not going to go down in history. It's a great television show. But at the end of the day, I would take the Ear of the M to Court Square, I think. And then I would walk home and I would walk over a bridge. I would walk through Long Island City and walk over the bridge into Greenpoint, and I would take everything in. And it just was, it felt magical as a person that was new to this city who'd never been in like another borough besides Manhattan to like connect from Queens to Brooklyn on that walk. Just felt like I was in this magical place full of endless potential and opportunity. And I don't know if you listened before, but one of the things I said in a recent episode was that One of the things about New York is it's a place where I feel like I'm in a music video at all times. So that walk, I would listen to the soundtrack of my time in the city at that moment. And just like when no one was on the bridge with me, I'd start dancing and like try to turn music, like choreograph a routine to a song. And it just filled me with like all the joy in the world. So this song is more recent. It was I have terrible timelines and memories. My head is full of I think I have early memory loss as an old. Anyway, whatever. The point of this story is I think this song is a little past my like after I got here. But still, it's embarrassing for a 44-year-old woman to say this. But I love Taylor Swift. And this song just like is the ultimate music video I could be in. So this is Welcome to New York by Taylor Swift. Enjoy. I'll be dancing by myself in the studio. I'm too old to love it, but I love it. Also, I forgot I had the internet here, and I discovered that song did, in fact, come out in 2014, so I probably was just, like, dancing across the Pulaski Bridge to that song repeatedly in 2015. Also, because of the internet, I found out that that store I went to when I was hungover when I first came to New York was Bergdorf Goodman. Yeah, that's it. And that shit's expense is crazy. Anyway, that song just made me so happy. It reminds me of why it's so dumb, because I know Taylor Swift is talented or something. I don't know. She's just, anyway, the point of this story is that just gives me that energy about this city. It's why I moved here. It's like, it's been waiting for you and do your shit and like make things happen. And it just excites me. Anyway, I'm Susan Russo. This is Radio Free Brooklyn. You are listening to New in New York. I am my own guest today, which is, you know, I don't know, egotistical maybe, but also why not? I want to share my story too, because it's like kind of why I did this show, because I was like, am I normal? Is this normal? Are all my experiences normal? And you know what? There is no normal in New York City is what I've decided. That's what's kind of the coolest thing about it. You can dance down the street and no one will pay attention, or if they do, you're just like in and out of their consciousness for 1 second and no one will think about it ever again. So you can be exactly who you want to be. And that is what one of my favorite things about living here. One of my other favorite things, I was talking about Broadway musicals, which nerd, I'm a nerd, and this is my other nerdy thing. I'm not obsessed with museums because I'm not obsessed with art per se, but I'm obsessed with like culture and history. So when I was in New York for those 5 weeks before I officially decided I was moving to the city and like nothing was going to stop me because I was on a mission, I found this museum. It was the Museum of the City of New York, and people, I don't think, appreciate this museum enough. I don't think people know about it or venture to it, and they should. But the coolest thing I saw when I went to that museum in April or May of 2015 was they had an exhibit about the origins of hip hop, and it was fucking cool. And I could have spent like 4 days there, and they had all of this music you could listen to. And I got introduced to some incredible New York artists that I never really heard of, which is why I'm a little disappointed in myself that the song I put on my playlist is not by one of them, still by an amazing hip hop artist, Q-Tip. But I should have gone back to the old school, but I didn't. But next time, there's plenty of episodes. Anyway, so just being introduced to that culture was, I'd always listened to hip hop, which is, I just loved old R&B music, and which evolved into like listening to hip hop. And I hung out with these skater kids when I was in college, and I just found that the music made me move. And this did not happen in New York. I wish it would, but I found this hip hop club when I lived in Chicago. It was not a hip hop club, but they played like, bars in Chicago were open until 5 o'clock, just like, cause we're deviants, just like people in New York. And it was called The Note. And every weekend, my friend and I would go there and we would order drinks. She would get a White Russian and I would get a Red Bull and vodka cause I'm nasty. And she would play pool and I would go dance with all the best dancers ever. And they made me feel like I was the best dancer ever. Anyway, this is getting a sidetrack. I guess the point is if you know a club that or a bar or any place in New York that has like a great hip hop night, I really want to know. So, you know, email me Susan@RadioFreeBrooklyn.org or call in at 718-928-9732 and tell me about it. Because I need to find one of those. I know I'm 44 now and my moves aren't as good as they used to be in my 20s, but I can still, I'll still dance wherever and whenever. So let me know if you have a place. But on that note, I'm going to play a newer song by Q-Tip called Won't Trade. And again, I will be dancing in the studio. Oh, you know what? I'm really bad at this whole, I'm figuring things out still in the world. Okay, this is Won't Trade, Q-Tip.
Welcome to All Sports All Day. Today on the program, trade talks continue here in New York City, but it doesn't disturb its productivity on the field.
For your epitaph, niggas laugh, chicks steady gas, your ass siphoning out your cash, seeing the door then flash while I stay in clothes, walking out in my clothes, she says,
no one's waiting for nothing.
You motherfucking right, wanting this shit every night, finish up and hold it tight, wear my feelings on my sleeve, even when I have to leave, cooler than the evening breeze, do you believe?
No one's waiting for nothing.
The Division I leader.
shooter in the rebound, maneuvering shorties off the post, going coast to coast. She on the hardwood, sub him out the game. She saying, nah, he good, I mean.
I was
for no amount of dough, franchise this man. Give him all the things you can. Think long term plans. He be bringing in the fans. Front page magazine. Listen to this lady scream.
I was waiting for nothing.
Cause you know what's better for her. Top one in the pecking order. Fluid like the running water. Nicest nigga, kinda sorta. When he screaming, just a slaughter. No matter the quarter.
I was waiting for nothing.
The clubhouse king. Batting practice, slugger swing. Game time, same thing. When I'm in your bottom minute. Holding the bat, as good as fact. She's out the park and coming back. She's saying,
I was waiting for nothing.
Every way you sit, you get a good view of the ball. Player at all in the famous hall. Inevitably, we'll make a call. Hanging memorabilia from your walls. This is why you can't trade me.
When asked about the trade rumors, he simply replied that he's just here to produce and put forth the best effort for his team.
Put your money on a sure thing. Certain profits what it brings. Ceremonies of the ringer in the White House wing. Clear your mantle, the trophies I bring. Do you want to trade?
I was waiting for nothing.
Cause in the end, it's a teammate you're looking for. Backs you and go to ball. Leaves it all on the floor. Always looking to score. Kept us in the locker room. This is why you sing a song.
I was waiting for nothing.
And injuries can't make me sit out. I go till you get out. Hook off, no get out. An all night bid out. I train for the pressure and come out fresher. Equipped for the game. You know my name, it makes me better. A cheer for the whole team. Let's go for the whole thing. The balance that you're holding. MVP voting. And I represent the sentiment you're emoting. As you say,
I was waiting for nothing.
The physical ability with mental capability legitimately places me inside of your vicinity. And I ain't really seeing me vacating this community. I'm staying in.
I was waiting for nothing.
I'm glad that you feel this way. Here's where I like to play. Need to hear it every day. They cheer for me. Say ole. Wait a minute. Underlay. I don't know what anyway.
There was a lot of talk, there was buzz, and your name came up in the trade rumors. How seriously did you take that?
Not serious at all, really.
I love it. It's just good. Anyway, the exhibit I saw, it's not there anymore, but you should go online and see what it was, because it was fucking cool. It was called Hip Hop Revolution, and it featured like more than those photographs of graffiti, of breakdancing, of DJing. It's like, it was the coolest thing. And that's how I got introduced to Martha Cooper, which I don't know Martha Cooper, but I got introduced to her work through this exhibit. And now I follow her on Instagram and find her to be the most incredibly, just the coolest woman. Anyway, you missed out. You should have seen that exhibit. So check out the Museum of the City of New York. Oh my God, these pictures. I wish this was a TV show so I could show you some of these images, because these are just the coolest cats. Back in the 70s when hip hop was coming up. Oh, God Lord, loved it. Okay, again, listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm your host, Susan Russo. I'm hosting the show New in New York. My guest is me. Also, I wanted just to remind you, if you want to know what's happening, like the new programming and upcoming Radio Free Brooklyn events, be sure to subscribe to the Radio Free Brooklyn newsletter. It only comes once a month, so it does not overwhelm you, and you can get ticket giveaway. You can get, there's special offers on swag. It's fun. So sign up at radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter. I would be remiss not to talk about this. It's sort of embarrassing, but it's 4 years ago, and it's over 4 years ago. And I did not move to New York for a boy, but I moved to New York because I met a boy who made me think that New York was the coolest city in the world. And so it was, I'd gotten to New York to visit, like my 5 week sabbatical, as I like to say. And I started Tindering like 5 seconds after I got here. And I met this kid, man, he was a man. And we just like, I'd just gotten divorced. I was almost divorced. Like I ended a relationship that was serious. I'd been married. And I was kind of like, I'm just going to have fun. So I was on Tinder, just like being my wild, crazy, fun self. And this guy and I just kind of connected a lot. And so we ended up meeting for a date. And I didn't have a job and he was a bartender. So we had like one of those day dates that cool New Yorkers have. And we met for sushi, I think, for lunch. And then we just kind of kept going. And this date kept lasting and lasting. And eventually he was a bartender, so he had to go to work. So we like went to the Subway and he kissed me on the cheek in the Subway. And I was like, oh my God, this is so new. I just got kissed on the cheek in the Subway. And it felt like a very real, I was like, only in New York can you get kissed on the cheek on the Subway on your first date. And so, yeah. So we just continued to have these really fun experiences throughout my 5 weeks. And I admit I was like this needy woman who was just like, oh my gosh, she's making this experience so exciting. But it felt like it was. And I experienced all sorts of firsts with him in terms of like New York. And there's so much more to this story, but really that's all I want to say about it. Like, he really made my time enjoyable. And we stopped, like, when I left town, he was like, let's, I can't wait. You got to move here. And then by the time I got back, he was like, who are you? What's your name? So I learned about ghosting. He was my first experience with ghosting, sort of, except I would see him around the neighborhood, East Williamsburg, and that was embarrassing. But I did it to myself. So anyway, he's in a band. He's in a band. And I actually really liked his band. So it's a Brooklyn band, so I thought I'd support the arts. They're a group called Repellent, no vowels. And this is an older song. This is back in the day when I had met him. So this song is called All Is Said and Done by Repellent. And I hope y'all enjoy it.
There are none of them as busy as you are. Up before the sun, rise and shine. Burning while they're sleeping with their minds open. Their minds open. Their minds open. Beyond closed eyes. You pray. I'm David with a stone, not the one of Houston's Elmo. They'll never take us down that way, down that way, down that way, with you on board. If you should find you've come undone from time to time, and don't think it'll matter. Some comfort for that tortured soul. I thank my lucky stars I found you then. Never would have guessed it, but a trusted friend, a trusted friend, a trusted friend to you I am. If you should find you've come undone from time to time. Done.
pretty good rock band, I would say. Again, that was Repellent. All is said and done. Yeah, so that was so embarrassing. But that's like part of New York, is embarrassing yourself. Like having these grand visions and delusions of what things will be, and then settling in and realizing, like, oh, you know, that's not exactly what was happening. But good for you for having that, like, enthusiasm about something that was not at all reality. And that's how I feel about the city, which is, I think, what keeps people going here, because it can get really hard. And I was just thinking about, like, the highs and the lows, because I experienced such fucking highs and then such shitty lows when I first got here. And I still, like, have the highs and lows, but not to this extreme. Because I think when you move to the city, you've got this vision in your head. Well, I did. Anyway, I had this vision that I was going to become this completely different person. I was going to be this maniac hustler and get the best jobs and meet the best people. And I don't mean the best people, because I have met some amazingly best people. I've worked with and become friends with the, like, in my mind, the best people. But I'm talking about the fancy schmancy shit. Like, meeting the artists that have their work in the Whitney, and that's just not my world. So, but you, that's your vision when you get to the city. And so when all of this doesn't come to fruition, it's kind of like you realize, oh shit, it's just a regular city. And life is pretty regular, but then something crazy happens. Like you land a job. It is your dream job, and you get to work for a year. Like I just worked for a year with Desus and Mero, these hilarious dudes from the Bronx, on their late night show for Showtime. And it was my dream. And I don't care what happens next. Like that happened here, and it can only happen here. So, you have to like find those great moments in your life to like kind of have that delusion to keep you excited that those things are potential, but be prepared for the crash when they don't, and just keep plugging away. And I think that is a thing that I've learned over the course of my time. It's just, I am in no way a true New Yorker, because I've only been here for 4.5 years. And I got a lot more to learn and a lot more to know, and I can't wait to figure more stuff out. But I think it's important for me to share the fact that I was just so lonely. And there were times when I didn't know what to do with myself. And what I figured out is that there are two things. One is that I would walk to the water, because when I moved here, like I said, I was in Greenpoint, and I would walk to the water. And I would try to walk around sunset in the summer, which was a little later. And I would walk, which was maybe like a 12-minute walk. And I would just walk to the water. And it was a weird area. I don't think it was meant for people to hang out in. But I would watch the sun and the setting of the sun and the colors changing over the skyline. And it just made me feel so content and like I'd absolutely done the right thing, even though I had no idea what the hell I was doing. I felt miserable at work. I'm like, what have you signed up for? But in those, that moment when I would watch that sunset and the colors change over this, like, and the lights of the buildings come on, and it just made me so, so happy. And the other thing that made me very, very happy in this moment was a song by Brandi Carlile. And it's called Wherever Is Your Heart. And anytime I felt sad, if it wasn't the right time of day to be walking to see sunsets over the water, anytime I was just wandering the city or getting to and from work, I would listen to this song and it would remind me why I was here and what I was doing, because my heart felt at home in the city, even if my brain sometimes didn't. Like, my heart felt at home. And this song is called Wherever Is Your Heart. And it says, wherever is your heart is your home. And that's how the city made me feel. So, Brandi Carlile, Wherever Is Your Heart, is our next song. Yeah, here it comes.
I think it's time we found a way back home. You lose so many things you love as you grow. I miss the days when I was just a kid. My fear became my shadow, I swear it did.
Wherever is your heart, I call home. Wherever is your heart, I call home. Though your feet may take you far from me, I know. Wherever is your heart, I call home. You made me feel like I was always falling, always falling down without a place to land. Somewhere in the distance, heard you calling. Oh, it hurts so bad to let go of your hand. Wherever.
Darn it, I'm getting all shades of sappy. It's fun to like kind of walk down the memory lane of how you got here and some of the stories that keep you here and some of the stories that make you want to leave. Yeah, I'm like teary-eyed and I wish I was kidding. But yeah, isn't it? It's a beautiful song and it just touches me in the way that I need to be touched. Don't, that's guttery, mind guttery. Anyway, I was thinking about during the song, like one of the questions I ask sometimes is there any other place you want to live? Like, are you going to be here? Are you a forever person in the city? And I've envisioned myself as like a very eccentric old lady, crossed my fingers, rich, that like kind of wanders the city and eats bagels on park benches, bagels with olive cream cheese on park benches and like pet strangers' dog. And I can see that very easily. But then like in the midst of getting there, paying like this garbage rent that's ridiculous and, you know, having a 45-minute commute on a train with people who won't let me sit down even when there's chairs open next to them and just like dealing with getting yelled at by people for things that you didn't do. And it's like, maybe you should just like adopt 8 15 dogs and live on a farm in, I don't know, maybe New Mexico where it's warm. I have no idea. But I think the city is entirely so special because, like, my neighborhood that I live in now, Bed-Stuy. I've never been more comfortable with neighbors. And there's this guy that sits on the stoop. And every time he sees me, he's like, what's your sign? And he knows I'm an Aries, but he must forget. And I've never talked to him long enough to know his story, which is a shame on me. But his birthday is November 10th. I think that means he's a Sagittarius. I forget. No. He's a thing before. We're in Sagittarius season right now. It's the thing before the Sagittarius. But he tells me, he's like, this is your personality. This is what, and I'm like, you got it. I am fiery and I spend a ton of money. Like, you got it. And it's just like having these experiences with people who are your neighbors. And there's these two other older folks who sit on the stoop of a house, like right down the block from me. And their names are, oof, they both start with B's. I'm so mad at myself that I forgot them. But, and every day they say, hi, doggy, I'm walking my dog. And so my dog goes up and they pet him and they're so excited. But it's just this feeling of community that I haven't found anywhere else. When I lived in Los Angeles, it was so isolating and so isolated. And in Chicago, I just had so many friends because I had just come from college and a bazillion of my college friends lived there and people I... It was easy. Like, I didn't have to try hard. And in New York, I have to try hard because I have friends. But, like, my closest friend, I would say, is a... Well, she was my closest friend, but now she's a mom with four kids and a dog and a crazy lifestyle that doesn't coincide with mine whatsoever. So I get to see her every once in a while. But so you have to try harder here. And I think sometimes people think it's not worth it. But what I'm learning... What I've known, but what I keep remembering when I sometimes tend to forget is that it's totally worth it to be here. And you don't have to, I don't know. It's just a great city. And I don't know if I'll be here forever, but I don't see myself leaving anytime soon. And I think if you want to come, which is my last question usually to all the guests, is if my advice for people that want to move here is, fuck yeah, do it. It's amazing, but be prepared to put on your struggle jeans and work through some shit. And you're not going to live in a house and you're not going to, like, you're maybe going to have to walk up six flights of stairs, but hopefully you're young. Just kidding. Move here at any age. I did it at 40 and alone, and it was scary. And people called me brave, and I'm like, well, I'm stupid mostly. But I say there's a power in owning your interest to move to this place. And there's a reason you want to do it. And maybe that reason is different than what you think it is at the moment. But as your life evolves here, you figure out what your purpose is and why you're here and what you're supposed to be doing. And that also keeps evolving. And that's what makes the city great. So I say just make the big move. Sell all your shit. Live in, like, find a sublet. Get comfortable here and figure out where you want to be. And then just do it, in the words of the Nike commercials back in the 80s or 90s or whatever it is. Anyway, this is a Radio Free Brooklyn. I am Susan Russo. I am the host of New in New York, who was interviewing myself today. I hope you found it somewhat enjoyable and you are not sick of my voice at this point. But anyway, thank you so much for listening. And I'm going to end on a final song. And it's a little sappy again, but it's also a little fun. And they're one of my favorite concerts I've seen in New York since I've been here. LCD Sound System at Brooklyn Steel. But this song is rad. It's called Home. And we're going to end with that. Everyone have a great Tuesday. Have a great Thanksgiving. And I will see you. Well, I'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
This is the trick. Forget a terrible year.